It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Best segment. The Brian Bulaga Homer Hour when Jason Wilde joins the segment and I have to do nothing in the best interest of the show. Brian Bulaga, take it away.
Jason, good evening. Happy New Year. How are you?
Yeah, but you know, he always does something anyway, so I don't know why he has to introduce it that way. He'll chime in. He won't stay quiet, and I don't want him to stay quiet.
Appreciate your support.
Nobody wants him to.
Brian.
Nobody wants him to. All right, so Jason, Homer and I, we were talking about this before the break, and we were talking about is LaFleur going to rest guys, and do guys actually want to be rested? And I kind of was going on a little rant about I never really wanted to be rested if we were going to be a lower seed and not get a bye week, because I just always thought for myself personally, playing before the playoffs was a good thing. And what are you hearing coming out of the locker room and from the coaches about are guys going to get rested or are they playing to win this football game on Sunday?
Well, I think it might be both. So what I think is going to happen based on, because we asked him some more questions about it today. And I think, you know, he was very specific that the guys should plan on playing and playing the whole game. And then he acknowledged that, and this was the year after you left, 2 years after you left, in 21, he told the guys that they were only going to play the first half.
Mm.
And I think he regrets that. And so, and I know McCarthy used to do this too, where he wanted you guys to think all week that you were going to play. So then you worked your tails off during the week, and then you found out on game day that you weren't going. Now,
yep.
I know you got to get the other guys reps though. So there's no way that you can go through practice all week and not be getting back up some first team reps. Because otherwise they wouldn't be prepared for when you decided to pull the plug on your starters. So it's a balancing act. He mentioned that he didn't think the energy was very good at the start of practice today. So, and on top of all that, he's really not happy with the way they played against the Vikings. So he is really trying to figure out, you know, it's kind of like a Rubik's Cube, trying to figure out exactly how much to play them, how careful to be, how to make them think they're going to play during the week leading up to the game so they get good work done during the week. And, to your point, getting some momentum going and playing well since there will not be a bye next week. They'll be playing on the road, almost certainly in Philadelphia. So he still does not sound to me like a guy who has completely formulated what his plan really is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, because like you said, if he's saying he wasn't happy with the way they played in Minnesota and the energy in practice has been a little bit down, like, I don't know, man. Like, I get that we don't want to get anyone hurt in this game against Chicago. I get it, and I understand it, but there's something to be said about going out there in your home stadium one last time, playing a good game, a clean game, and kind of taking that energy and momentum on the road to go into the playoffs. And I understand, like, and you and I had this conversation a bunch in the preseason, but like, this isn't the preseason. This is real life now, getting ready for the playoffs. And I just look at it as you can't sit everyone either. You can't take everyone out of the game. Like, guys have to play. So like, it's just one of those things that who do you take out and when do you take them out? And I guess, like, do you play Jordan Love for a whole half or three quarters? Or, like, what are you kind of reading on that?
Yeah, I mean, he also brought up the thing that Belichick said. I don't know where Belichick said it, but I saw it on social media about, you know, how do you pick and choose who's the most important that you feel like you have to protect from injury and other guys that you don't, and that's a balancing act too. Look, I think we can all agree that, first of all, let's be honest, you're the guy who they were more than willing to give the big Lamborghini treatment to, and you didn't want it. So you're not necessarily the perfect example here, because there are probably other guys that are like, yeah, I'll take the weekend off. You just aren't wired that way. Secondly, yeah. I think it's important that, you know, we know who the guy on a young team, we know who the guys are that you can't risk, right? It's the quarterback. It's the running back. You can't be like, don't give Josh Jacobs 20 carries against the Bears. Just don't do it, because every time you give him the ball, you are putting him at risk. So it's those guys. I would argue it's probably Zach Tom and Rashid Walker, but you know, there's not a ton. There's a lot of young guys that need to play still that have certainly not arrived. And then on defense, you know, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, like there's a few guys you can pick out over there. You know, Xavier McKinney, obviously, but like where they're at a corner. Like, I would argue that Carrington Valentine and Aaron Bullard, those guys need the work because they're going to have to play. And then finally, you know, they do have an injury list. There's not, they don't have a bunch of guys with catastrophic injuries. But, like, there's no reason to rush Quay Walker back or Evan Williams or, you know, Christian Watson. Like, those are the guys that, they're already dealing with something. Don't exacerbate it by playing them. So I think it's pretty clear that those guys are probably not going to play.
Yeah. I mean, now, do you get a good sense that, like, Williams and Watson and Quay are probably going to be available next week? Or is that still kind of up in the air as well? Or what are you kind of getting from that?
I think Watson will be for sure. Whether or not Quay and Williams are, you know, that one's a little bit tougher, because when LaFleur revealed after the Saints game that they were hoping to get Williams back for the playoffs, I mean, anytime you use the word hope, we know hope's yeah. not a strategy. So, yeah. You know, and Quay Walker, you know, I have not seen him this week in the locker room. I mean, I saw him, he was at his locker. But, like, last week I saw him walking, and I use that term loosely, limping through the locker room. Like, he did not look like he was ready to walk from the showers to the backgammon table, much less play in a game. So I don't know how much progress he's made this week, but he was going around with only one shoe on.
Yeah, that's not good. So
not a great
So I also told Homer, he probably laughed at me more than anything, and probably a lot of listeners probably thought, man, that blog is greedy. But I was, and Tausch probably would agree with me on this as well, but I said to Homer that guys also in the last week of the season, if they're healthy, and this is the thing, if they're healthy, probably don't take a liking to if they get told they are not dressing the final game when they have roster bonuses tied up per game. Is that something that you would see as an issue as well, if guys get told, hey, you're not playing this week, you're not dressing, when they have a per game bonus tied up in their contract?
Yeah, no doubt. That would look, they're people too, right? And yeah. I don't care how much money you made in your career. Although I am going to make a push to get every Tom Mulhern stand-up guy award winner to donate to the scholarship that goes with it. So be prepared for me to come with my hand out. But it doesn't matter. Like, that's something that is part of your contract. And I don't care if you're the guy making $10 million a year or you're making the minimum. Like, that's still real money that matters to you. Like, that's, you know, kid birthday presents or whatever it might be. So if you have those in your contract and you're healthy enough to play and they deactivate you, yeah, that's a problem. And you know, your job was different than the job you have now or the job that I have. But, like, I don't want to lose out on money. No one does, right? Especially when you feel like you earned it. So it that would cause an issue. Now, I would say this. There are a lot fewer of those. They went through a phase where they used them all the time, and now they're kind of in this phase where they're using the void years more to kind of spread money around.
Oh, okay.
For cap reasons. So there's not quite as much. But, like, I'll give you an example. Like, if and I don't believe that Jair was faking, right? He's having surgery. No one goes to the extent of having had a scope just to legitimize the time you missed. I mean, it's confusing. I get it. He was practicing in full, like, 2 weeks ago. So all these, there's still something not quite right about it. But I don't think he has per-game roster bonuses. I always thought that was bad business because then you're encouraging guys to play even if they shouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. That's the unintended consequence. Like, you got a guy who's got a concussion and he's somehow faking his way through the protocol to get back out there when he shouldn't be out there because he doesn't want to miss out on $50,000 or whatever it is. So
yep.
I never liked those to begin with. I understand, you know, there were some guys over the years, I always think of Cletus Hunt, who probably needed the game-by-game financial motivation because they didn't love football and they weren't the hardest-working guys on the roster. So I understand there's a place for them, but no, I would think that would cause some legitimate issues with players if you did that to them in the finale.
All right, we have a last question. We're short on time. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley says about Jair, he worked for it, he kept pushing himself, and it didn't work out. If I'm Jair, that's crap. I ain't ever playing for this team again about how they handled my injury, and now it's way too late. Jair Alexander will never play again for the Green Bay Packers, and it has nothing to do with the Packers' wish. Agree or disagree? Jason, you go first.
Yeah, I disagree. I agree that he has a beef with how LaFleur's attitude or affect came off when his injury was discussed, just the way he was with Bakhtiari. You could see his frustration with him, too. But, again, Jair, you control your own narrative. And he had every opportunity to talk about his, like David did, to put an end to that crap. And he never did. So I think there's issues on both sides of the equation. Both sides could have done better. But again, he was practicing in full. So what Hafley said about him trying to get back, you have to take that at face value, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you got to take it as face value. And listen, if you go out there and practice, I mean, I just have to look at it as this. He did everything he could to try to get that thing and write and practice on it and see if it would hold. Every time he probably went out there, the thing probably blew up and swelled up with fluid, and there was just no way. And he couldn't recover in time. And then they would scan it. The issue was there, and he just needed to get it scoped. And that's the way it went. And for his sake, and I think for Green Bay's sake, because we've seen the statistics on it, passer rating with him on the field, 77 and some change. Without him, 95 and some change. The team plays better with him on the field than without. So I hope they can figure it out. Will they? I don't know. But that's all I'm going to say on it. I'm just saying.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Let me just state this. Goody does not like players who are often injured. And so whether Jair doesn't want to come back or not, I have a hard time picturing, after missing 34 of 68 games, I have a hard time picturing Goody bringing him back. If he tries to bring him back, I think that's a good thing, but I don't see it happening. All right, take care. Be good.
You bet. Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. Travel fans, listen up. Explore the many sides of Ireland with Colette Vacations and me. On August the 9th, we're heading off to an unbelievable journey. Explore the historic city of Dublin, kiss the famous Blarney Stone, and stand on the spectacular cliffs of Moher. Visit an Irish dairy farm, enjoy a taste or two or three or four at a historic whiskey distillery, and stay in a medieval castle. Colette handles all the booking. Your only job is to have the time of your life and sign up. Don't miss out. I've never done this before in 45 years in the business. Text Homer. Homer to the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text Line for full details. Homer to 800-990 3776. Want to mention the Holtebeck Eye Center. I've been there. Dr. Aaron Holtebeck and his team at their Brookford office, they want to cover everything. Whatever your vision care problem is, whatever your age, it's all a top priority. They have the latest technologies at their state-of-the-art office. And so he could get better, even though he's been helping patients with their eye care needs for over 20 years. Dr. Holtebeck says we can do better. We can cover more things better at whatever the age. So he added to his team Dr. Nausheen Abbas. Don't mess with your vision. Trust the experts. At any age, at any situation, Holtebeck Eye Center in Brookfield near the corner of Calhoun and Capitol. Learn more about their services at Holtebeck.com. It won't be as good because Jason's gone. I'll try my best with Brian Bulaga next.